欢迎收听本期节目，我是诵读者张静丹。戎昌下 close With wine made and a meal prepared, it is time to have a hearty drink with guests. From the side of the hill came the weaving sound of a loom. In the southwest of China, especially in the middle and lower reaches,of the Yangtze River, there grows a wine shrub rummy, which has been universally recognized as the king of fibers and the China grass. Rummy really lives up to its name, for it not only has edible leaves and medicinal roots, but also stems available for brewing and the brands for tailoring.On account of that, the whole plant is indeed a treasure. Made of rummy, Rongchangxia clothes, the oldest clothes in China, it's honored as a living fossil of textile. With natural antibacterial effects and being able to remove sweat and dissipate heat, Xia clothes has been used to make ancient Chinese robes, court dresses, royal crowns, and hats,and scarves since the Xia, Shang, and Zhou dynasties. Due to its long history, Rongchangxia clothes has been known worldwide down the ages. There was a record of Shu clothes in Han dynasty, which showed that Rongchangxia clothes has been under production for more than 1,000 years. According to legend, during the Wanli period,of the Ming Dynasty, there was a famous satin shop in Suzhou, whose shopkeeper was Cui Dachun. One day, he went to a bathhouse to take a bath, where he found his white silk gown missing, with only a white rummy gown hanging on the shelf. Cui Dachun had no choice but to put it on the way of leaving. Cui feltthat the rummy gown was better than his silk gown, as it not only looked sharp and elegant, but felt cool and comfortable. He was overjoyed to find this. The next day, a man in white silk gown came to Cui Dachun's shop, carrying a bundle of white rummy. After talking with each other, Cui Dachun learned that the man wearing the round clothes was Wu Zhengguo,a seller of Xia clothes, who later showed great interest in Cui's idea of creating a clothes business and made a deal with him. Rongchangxia clothes became quite popular when it entered the market of Suzhou. Cui Dachun was intrigued by the pattern on the clothes, so he sent his son Cui Chunlai to Rongchang, the birthplace of Xia clothes,to find out how it was formed. Hardly had Cui Dachun arrived at Rongchang, when he was attracted by a woman bleaching Xia clothes by the lake. Upon asking, he learned the woman was Li Hui Yu, the niece of Wu Zhengguo. The two fell in love at first sight. After Cui Chunlai returned to Suzhou,he lost interest in everything. He didn't tell the truth and he was asked rapidly by his father. Being the only son of the family, Cui Chunlai was doted by his father, who hurriedly wrote a letter to Wu Zhengguo, entrusting him to be the matchmaker to propose to Li Hui Yu. Naturally, Cui Chunlai and Li Hui Yu tied a knot,and lived happily ever after. This is called an accidental exchange of clothes, helps strike a deal. The bleaching of Xia clothes brings two people together. Today, while other fabrics manufacture has achieved high level of automation, most procedures of Xia clothes require manual labor. With the improvement of people's living standard,and the change of aesthetics, the awareness of advocating natural style and returning to simplicity is growing stronger. With its advantages of healthy and environmentally friendly nature, handmade shag clothes has become a new favorite of today's clothing. On the edge of Rongcheng City, there is intangible cultural heritage park of shag clothes, which exhibits the traditional Chinese shag clothes culture in a most real and comprehensive way. Following the distant sound of the loom, it demystifies Rami shag clothes to depict a vivid and a real picture of common people's life.